How will we come to change? More rules? More laws to keep? No one who says they keep the law actually keeps the law, so going back to doing the law holds no relief from the weight of agony and conflict. Does striving to be even more obedient and being a better rule keeper help us to change? No. In our society today, our government is imposing more and more rules, but the general public is getting more and more unruly and less law-abiding. More rules and laws only increase the load, not lighten the load. I've met so many who go to counseling and take mind-bending pharmaceuticals trying to overcome mental and emotional burdens. Only years later, when they try to get free of the drugs and counseling, not only has nothing changed, but in fact, they've gone backwards from where they were. True. For some, it helps, but by far and large, I believe for many, the problem is far more spiritual. Additionally, there is a cognitive dissonance going on that is not being addressed. We must change and let God change us. The church as it is today cannot keep going the way it is and expect the world to change. We claim, through passion, we are world changers. Change starts with us, in our head and heart, in our own house, with our own families. 1 Thessalonians 2:2. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. The word conflict is the Greek word agon, where we get our word for agony. The Lord calls us to release our earthbound agonies to Him and let Him carry those things, let Him resolve the conflicts. I believe our greatest contentions are within ourselves. I am the biggest rock in the bottom of my own boat. When anger seems about to devour you, when you are caught in the downpour and deluge of grief, when guilt and blame accuse us day and night, we can say to the Lord who lives, "This is too heavy a burden. Please carry it for me." Remember, friends, you have the right to call on the name of Jesus. By His blood, He made it possible to approach the throne of grace and to make your petition known, being persistent in faith that He hears you and will answer. Our request for help is not made to an imaginary friend, but to the living Jesus. Ask the Lord for help. The simple word, help, is probably the most powerful prayer to God in the universe. William D. Strayhorn tells a story about a little boy who was helping his father with some yard work. The man asked the boy to clear some rocks from one part of the yard, and the boy eagerly began the task. Soon he came upon a large rock half buried in the ground that was too heavy to move. The boy heaved and tugged with all of his strength, but was unable to budge the rock. "I can't do it," he confessed to his father. The man asked the boy, "Did you use all of your strength?" The boy, visibly spent with perspiration running down his face, looked hurt and replied, "Yes, I did. I used every bit of strength I have." The man smiled and said, "No, you didn't. You didn't ask me to help." "Ha ha!" Then the two of them walked over and together pulled the rock out of the dirt. When change needs to happen and we are stuck in the four agonies somewhere, the first thing we do is call on the name of the Lord for help. And we call, and call, and call, as often as necessary until things change. We cannot stay the same and expect things to change.